Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with groping a former aide in Albany's executive mansion. A misdemeanor criminal complaint filed in Albany City Court alleges that Cuomo did intentionally, for no legitimate purposes, forcibly touch aide Brittany Camiso. Cuomo stepped down from governor of the Empire State after numerous women came forward with similar claims. President Biden is hoping to have his social spending package done before next week's global climate summit in the United Kingdom. But his fellow Democrats abandoned plans for a vote on Thursday, leaving the whole platform up in the air. Two bills are waiting on Congress, a bipartisan infrastructure bill at just over $1 trillion, and the partisan Build Back Better plan that's thousands of pages thick. Biden landed in Rome on early Friday for a summit of the G20 major economies, where plans for a global minimum tax will be on the agenda. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Biden administration is discussing paying out $450,000 to each illegal migrant family member who was separated at the U.S.-Mexico border under the Trump administration in 2018. The Wall Street Journal broke the story Thursday, saying the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services are considering the payments in order to settle lawsuits filed by the ACLU and others on behalf of the illegal immigrants. It should be noted, when a U.S. service member is killed in action, their family receives less money. New reports are exposing Democrat lobbyist Tony Podesta's involvement with the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei. According to documents on Thursday, Podesta was paid $1 million by Huawei to promote them to the Biden administration. The amount is double what Podesta said he had received earlier this month in his third quarter lobbying report. It should also be noted that Podesta played a major role in the Department of Justice bank fraud case against Huawei CFO over the summer. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Pro-mandators say it will protect you, your family, and your neighbors. Folks against the mandate point out natural immunity, a better than 99% survivability rate to the unvaccinated. No matter what side you're on, one thing's for sure. The mandate is costing Americans their jobs.
Some Americans are leaving their jobs because of a coronavirus vaccination requirement. A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 5% of unvaccinated adults have done so. It comes as the feds are getting ready to roll out a rule that says companies with 100 or more employees have to require vaccination or regular testing for COVID. Allison Williams was a reporter with ESPN. She left the company because they were requiring her to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
I had to do what was best for my health individually, and I had to consider where my husband and I were at in our family planning. And this wasn't a vaccine that I was comfortable with receiving at this time, given our desires to grow our family. I knew I wasn't at high risk for COVID. I then got COVID. It was a very mild illness for me. So there really was no compelling health reason for me to get this injection. It really just came down to keeping my job. And I want to make it clear, I'm not anti-vax, but right. I'm absolutely anti anti-mandate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are for a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, not because it's easy, it may just because it's hard. That's all it is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We've been missing the mark for a long time. And the good news, and I'm encouraged, that we the people are waking up and realizing, look, if this is going to be any different, it's going to be up to each of us individually. This is a team effort. And we all have to be in on the deal to make this work. And so I appreciate you joining in and being part of the solution and not continuing on with this crazy, chaotic mess that we're living in today. With us right now is Dr. Jack Wiley. He's the award-winning organizational psychologist, CEO, and author of The Employee-Centric Manager. And he says that the late General Colin Powell exuded the leadership attributes followers most want in their top leaders. And so Dr. Jack is with us. And Jack, thank you so much for, you know, coming on to talk about this book and to, you know, expand this idea and to really draw some benefit from the example that the general, you know, demonstrated to us.
Delighted to be with you here this morning, Bill. Hope things are going well for you.
Yes, always, you know, and thank you. Thank you for that, you know, that salutation and back at you. The employee-centric manager, why did you write this book?
Right. So there are a lot of leadership theories out there and very good ones. But the reason I wrote this book, Bill, was that I wanted to summarize the employee voice on leadership. The reality for us is that we have to recognize that leadership is a reciprocal process. It's something that occurs between people. It's not just about those who lead, but successful leadership depends more on the followers' perceptions of the leader than the leader's actual ability. Leadership is in the eyes of the beholder in many ways, so it's important to understand what employees want in a leader. And I went out to representative samples of employees around the world, 27 countries, in fact, and ask them this simple question: what is the most important thing you want from your immediate boss? And the employee voice told me that there were 8 attributes that were absolutely critical. If they could design their leader would have the following 8 attributes. Number one, they would show support and understanding. That means they would be accessible. They'd be available. They'd be encouraging. They'd listen to them. Number two, they would provide recognition. That's the pat on the back, the attaboy, attagirl. Doesn't cost you anything, but it's recognizing and appreciating the people who work for you. Number three, and this was interesting because we don't find this in other leadership theories so much, but people said they wanted to be treated with dignity and respect. And, you know, at its essence, this is really the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. People want to be seen as competent. They want their opinions to be solicited. They want to be viewed as someone who's competent and there to contribute. Number four, they want their leaders to communicate clear performance expectations. In other words, define what success means. If you can give me the target, I can shoot at that and get it done. And number five, these were all behaviors. The fifth behavior of the eight attributes has to do with rewarding performance contributions. This is the quid pro quo. I bring my knowledge, my skills, my abilities, my talents. I apply them to the best of my ability. In exchange, I expect to be compensated fairly. And I also expect to have training and development opportunities and for you to contribute and encourage my career growth. All five of those are behavioral. Now, there was one skill that was extremely important to employees. They didn't want their manager just to do this. They wanted them to be good at it, and that's problem-solving decision-making. We're talking here about getting decisions made quickly, eliminating obstacles to the accomplishment of the work, getting on with what needs to occur in order for the team to be successful. But the final two attributes are not really a behavior or a skill. They're what I would call personal values. We're talking about standards of conduct. It was very important to employees that their leaders, first of all, be fair and just. So in other words, they're going to be objective, they're going to be ethical, they're going to treat people in an equitable way, and also that they be honest and trustworthy. That's walk the talk, show integrity, be transparent in your communication. Those are the eight attributes of the employee-centric manager, and those last two attributes, those two values, interestingly enough, one out of every five employees worldwide identified one of those two values as what they most wanted from their immediate boss. So, long-winded answer, but the answer.
Well, no, I mean, this lays it all out, Jack. And I mean, you know, for the people to give you this indication and you to ferret this out with five behaviors, a skill, and two values. Wow, this is a powerful tool. You know, imagine if because as you say, this is mutually beneficial, that this works for the employee as well as the manager. And if you subscribe to something like this, what a power force you would become, right?
Exactly. And that's interesting you say that, because what you're really asking about is there validity to this. And here's what I did. I developed a system that allows me to measure the extent to which managers display these attributes. And then I took a look at how that relates to important outcomes, such as employee engagement, the interpersonal chemistry on the team, and ultimately what many would regard as the bottom line, team performance. And what I found was that there was an overwhelming correlation. Those managers who were highly rated on these eight attributes had extremely high employee engagement scores for their team. There was the absence of conflict. Interpersonal chemistry, team cohesion was great, and they had the highest scores, in fact, near the highest possible scores on team performance. So the manager plays an outsized role in the experience at work that employees have, and how they show up is going to have dramatic influences on what we call employee experience, employee engagement, interpersonal team chemistry, and again, ultimately team performance. So managers who lead according to the voice of the employee are the best managers.
Well, when you say that you, in the survey, which is based on an unprecedented survey of 80,000 workers in 27 countries. I mean, this isn't all America. This isn't all, you know, governments that a government like America. I mean, these are different governments that are represented. But yet it's interesting the consistency of perception, you know, from these employees that would almost indicate that, you know, they're coming from an operational base and perception of liberty, are they not?
I think so. I think it's a very kind of democratic sense, because you're going to the employee and saying, what is it that you most want from me as your leader? This is how they respond to that. These 27 countries, Bill, represent 85% of the world's gross domestic product. And that's what I was shooting for.
Oh, wow.
I was shooting for
this is brilliant. Yeah, good
fundamentally
stuff.
Universal statement of what
now, Andy,
want.
And getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Jack Wiley continues with us, an award-winning organizational psychologist, researcher, author, and leadership consultant. His brand new book is what we're talking about, The Employee-Centric Manager, 8 Keys to People Management Effectiveness. A decade of research reveals 5 behaviors, 1 skill, 2 values to accelerate your success. And your success is, what I love about this is very holistic.
because it's not just about managers. It's the people that work for managers. It's that give and take. It's that, in a sense, circle of life, if I can go Disney on you for just a moment. And that is that as we go through this process, it's a continual blessing. And what do? You know, what does Jack do? He actually goes out and talks to people, 80,000 workers, 27 countries. And what he comes up with in these 8 keys to people management effectiveness is nothing short of common sense, Jack.
Absolutely. And that is the real differentiator here, Bill, is that I simply went out and asked employees what they most wanted in their leader. And this is what they told me. This is the employee voice.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is powerful. And as I said, if institutions, if businesses would grab a hold of this book, employees, you know, would bring this into their managers and get support of this. Wow, what a jettisoning effect this would have in their success. And this success is mutual success. It's not just a one-sided success, because at the end of the day, one of the core values I've always maintained, Jack, is that you got to feel like you're being productive, that you're winning more than you're losing, right? You don't want to go to work and go, oh, God, it's going to just be a miserable day and another day to lose. You know, I've always maintained that has to be, you know, very elemental, you know, to our job experience, is that we're going out and being successful at what we're doing. And when we can leverage, you know, one another and have that multiplying effect of where the whole team is doing something, it's exponential, and it's a beautiful thing.
No, you're absolutely right. One of our basic needs is to experience competence. We want to go into the workplace and do well and be seen as doing mm-hmm. well, and that satisfies a very important need of ours. You made a comment before about managers being prepared. In the run-up to the writing of the book last year, I conducted a separate survey. This was just within the United States, 1,000 managers, and I asked them, how much preparation do you have you received to be a people manager? You're going to be astounded by this, Bill, but 72% of those managers said that they had received either no training or that the training they received was capped at 4 hours. So when we think about how essential the people management component is of a manager's role, can we really conclude that only 4 hours of training is sufficient for that role? And actually, about 30% have not been trained at all. Absolutely zero right. training as a people manager. Mm-hmm. And on right. top of that, we're facing unprecedented challenges right now. I mean, the workplace dynamic has been altered as a result of COVID-19. A recent survey that I saw indicated that 65% of workers are intending to leave their job, or they're considering leaving their job to go work someplace else. The August statistics were 4.4 million people in the United States quit their work. And now we're really concerned about the workforce, because we've got an estimate of 2 to 8% of workers who are required to get the COVID-19 vaccine are refusing to do so. So when you project that into certain industries like transportation and shipping, where you have much higher percents than that range, what's that going to do to our national productivity if we can't find the workers and get them plugged into the jobs that our nation needs accomplished?
Well, without a doubt, and what pains me, Jack, and I've said this repeatedly, so our audience is not they're not unconscious to what I've been pointing out time and again. And this is something that I just am really fighting for on behalf of the employee. And this is, you know, the everyday citizen, our fellow human being out there, is that when you take them off the field of play, I mean, our brains are muscles. They have to be exercised. And I think that ultimately what will happen, as is the case now, these issues regarding mandated vaccinations are going to courts, but it's due process. It has to take time. But meanwhile, you got people off the playing field. They're not working. They're not exercising their brains. How much damage is this going to do to the labor force in terms of, you know, I don't want to say dumbing them down, but mediocritizing their effort
through no fault of their own, but because of, you know, these well-minded, you know, regulators who think that they've got the answer. And the damage that we're doing, we go back to what, you know, President Trump had said early on, you know, we have to be careful or at least be mindful that we don't let the solution be worse than the disease. And I think we've bordered on that already.
Well, what we know is that for many people, most people, and I think actually over the generations, there is a virtue in work. And what people derive from being involved in work is that sense of competence, being good at something and contributing to the organizational good and presumably ultimately the societal good. But also at work, we satisfy this basic need that we have for belonging, to belong to something, to be together with others, working in a concerted way to achieve a particular outcome. Those are two of our most fundamental needs, to be competent and to be in a sense of togetherness, belonging to a team or an effort that advances the cause.
Exactly. And that leads to happiness. I mean, the bottom line, you find people who are productive, that are demonstrating competence and, you know, and a concerted effort, as you say, Jack. I mean, to me, that's core to their happiness.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we know that. And if you go back to what the manager has to do to bring that about, when they show up in these ways that employees most want, employee engagement index scores are basically off the charts. Their scores so high that they almost leave you credulous about whether or not this is even possible. But if employees could design the manager that would be the ideal prototype for them, it would be someone who reflects these attributes. And that drives motivation. It drives commitment to stay with the organization. You can fight through a lot of challenges if you've got that relationship in place between the manager and the employee.
Well, Jack, you brought up something that is so fundamental here and even shocking at the same time, and that is that so many people are not up for, you know, up for the job. They haven't been trained. It's like, you know, what happens is you go out there and if you're a good salesman and you're hitting numbers and everything like that, you get promoted up and now you go into Dr. Peter's, you know, extension of rising to your level of incompetence. And here you're not given a fair shot. You're, you know, one day you're out there amongst the rest of the people, one of them, now you're in management and you've got the, you know, the placard on the door and everything, but you're ill-equipped and you don't have a fair shot at being successful here if you're not trained properly.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And let me build on that with just one more thought, Bill, and that is that managers tend to overestimate how effective they are. When I compare the ratings of employees and their evaluation of their manager, and then the manager's own self-evaluation, managers tend to inflate their ratings by a margin of 15 to 20% over how their behavior and how their skills and how their values are evaluated by their employees. So we've got that gap to work with as well. Not only do many of them suffer from under-training, but they are also carrying an inflated view of how effective they currently are.
I tell you, there's so much in this book, The Employee-Centric Manager. Well, I'll tell you, for managers out there, you want to get your hands on this. You really want to bring this into the culture of your company. And, you know, a good start not only in understanding what Dr. Jack has put forth here is also maybe ask yourself, could I be a better listener myself? And see what happens as you embrace this information and bring it into your management style. Dr. Jack Wiley, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with groping a former aide in Albany's executive mansion. A misdemeanor criminal complaint filed in Albany City Court alleges that Cuomo did intentionally, for no legitimate purposes, forcibly touch aide Brittany Camisso. Cuomo stepped down from governor of the Empire State after numerous women came forward with similar claims. President Biden is hoping to have his social spending package done before next week's global climate summit in the United Kingdom. But his fellow Democrats abandoned plans for a vote on Thursday, leaving the whole platform up in the air. Two bills are waiting on Congress, a bipartisan infrastructure bill at just over $1 trillion, and the partisan Build Back Better plan that's thousands of pages thick. Biden landed in Rome on early Friday for a summit of the G20 major economies, where plans for a global minimum tax will be on the agenda. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, hope this is the best day ever for you. I'm Bill Martinez, and I'm glad you stopped by to join in and listen to these great interviews. Dr. Bill Mean is going to come up in just a moment. We're going to be talking about his new book, Realms Beyond the Gate, Seven Principles That Govern God's Kingdom. Really good stuff here, and looking forward to this conversation. Dr. Bill Means has been in ministry for over 20 years. He and his wife established and pastored a non-denominational church in Fort Smith, Arkansas for over 14 years. He's the president of the Inner Circle Ministries, which focuses on building people, raising them up, and sending them out into ministry. He has served not only here in the United States, but also in Africa, and so in South America as well. So an incredible background and breadth of experience that he brings to the conversation here. So appreciate Dr. Bill Means. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's really an honor and a privilege to be here today. I thank you for inviting me on the show.
Well, I'm when anybody says to me that they've heard something from God, that God has directed them, my ears perk up, because I got to tell you, Bill, when I first decided to, come back to the microphone, I've been away from the microphone for 25, maybe almost 30 years, and felt like God was calling me, back to the microphone and to do something different. I mean, before, when I was in Southern California in Los Angeles working at radio stations there, I was a juvenile, I was playing music and just having fun. And then, I felt like God was calling me into this ministry to have a talk show. And, two things were paramount. Number one was that we needed to pursue the truth. And number two, I just asked God, I said, God, can you bring people to me that you want to give a platform to? People that you've spoken with, people who have been into, as what we say, the throne room of God, and had direct conversations with God. Now, I know this may sound weird for some people, because some people say, many people say, well, I never really hear from God. And that's okay, that you may feel that way. But for people who have heard from God, And I do. I got to tell you, admittedly, I often hear from God. And you know what time he wakes me up? And it doesn't matter what time zone. In fact, I was sharing this with a friend of mine yesterday. It's always 3 o'clock, somehow in the 3 o'clock hour. I don't know what it is, Bill. And I can be here on the East Coast. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I can go to Hawaii, 6-hour time. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in California. You know, 3-hour time difference.
3 o'clock in the morning, the heavens are open. The heavens are so open. That's the greatest time to see God.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, and I'm grateful to God because, yes, then at that point when he wakes me up, then I am seeking God. But before then, he's the one that comes to me and says,
yes.
Hello, we got to talk, right? Or here's a new download for you to consider. So I'm especially all that to get with that background to tell you, I'm especially mindful of that because that was my prayer to God. Say, look, if you want me to do this, can you bring people to me who are in God's, in your throne room that are, you know, connected with what I call the revelatory word of God. And so when you say you heard from God, well, needless to say, my ears perk up. And I said, look, I gotta talk to you to find out what it was that God deposited and downloaded into your spirit and what you're so passionate to tell people about. And that's these 7 principles that govern our God's kingdom.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you, when over 20 years ago, when I started on this journey, that's exactly what God did with me. I got up every morning at 3 o'clock for years because the heavens are open and that's when you can hear God the best. Now, but this book was written by the Holy Spirit. I can take no credit whatsoever for this book. It's all his. And he began to give me this information and teach this to me really closer to 30 years ago. And I had told him, I said, Lord, I want to understand what this is all about. What is this experiment in humanity that you've got going on here? Because it didn't make any sense to me that something as vast and great and powerful and intelligent as you are, why would you want to mess with something like humans? And what is this? And why have you done this? And what do we do about it? And so I wanted to know the big picture. Basically,
exactly.
I just show me what is this. And so he began to teach me. And he would take one of these principles at a time, starting with covenant, because everything comes out of covenant. And
yes.
Over the next 30 years, he just began to teach me, and I would write it down, and I would teach my students. But that's how I got into that.
Right. And I want people just to understand here, you know, for some, what Bill has been sharing with us right now may seem a little foreign to you. But understand this. I mean, that is not, you know, it should be an encouragement. I don't want you to wrestle and say, well, you know what he means, talking to God and the Holy Spirit and this. Look, if you have experienced the Holy Spirit and you are in sync with what Bill is saying, this is all very common and understandable and powerful because it's happened in all of our lives to varying degrees. But for some of you who this, you go, well, this doesn't happen to me. I don't feel like, look, don't fret about it. It's okay. And it's okay also, as Bill shared very transparently, his conversation with God, because God says, look, let's sit down, let's reason together. God can handle it. And you want to experience something real freeing, you sit down and talk to God in a very freeing way. God can handle, you know, your pain and your misery and just unload on the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God, the creator of heaven and earth, who loves you dearly and wants the best for you. And I want to invite you to be that transparent with Almighty God, and you will be amazed at what answers you will get and how deeper your relationship with God will become. Isn't that what you've experienced, Bill?
Yes. If you take the time to spend time with God on a daily basis, I mean, get before God and just get quiet and listen to him. God speaks to you in a lot of different ways. It's not an audible voice. Sometimes it's just a knowing. Sometimes you see something and it's like, yeah, I get it, God. But you've developed the relationship. You know, it's like anything else. You you get married and you develop a relationship with your wife, you know, you at some point, you know, you can finish your sentences. You know what I mean? And she can finish
Exactly.
And you know exactly what's going on with each other, and you know what you can do, what you can't do. You're just in sync. So if you spend the time with God, if you spend the time with the Holy Spirit and just pray and talk and listen and just get quiet before Him, in time, you will start knowing things. I mean, the Lord will speak to you. I don't hear an audible voice. What I have is a knowing in my spirit.
Yes.
And He begins to lay things out for me and show me stuff. Just this morning, He was showing me some new revelation I'd never had before. And it's wonderful when that happens. And anybody can have that. If you're a born-again child of God, you're filled with the Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God, He said, will lead you into all truth. And so just open yourself up to it and listen, and He will show you.
Well, the seven principles, you revealed the first one. You said it starts with covenant. Let's go down and address these principles, if you would. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, that first principle is covenant, and I speak of three different types of blood covenant. About a third of the book is taken up in covenant, because that's the most important thing. The other part of the book is, the other two-thirds is the kingdom of God. But there's three types of covenant spoken of in the Bible, and it's the traditional blood covenant, and then there's a thing called a threshold covenant, and then a salt covenant. So it would take a lot of time to explain all three, but they're all three very valid, and they're all very powerful. And all three are used in the Bible. When I teach my students, I teach them, first learn covenant language. Because once you learn the language, then you'll see it in the Bible as you read it.
Exactly.
We don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? We don't recognize covenant because we don't know the language. And so everything I said comes out of covenant. There's a beautiful Hebrew word. It's hasid.
Yes.
And that's the second realm. That's the second.
I'll tell you what, we'll address that when we come back. We've got more from Dr. Bill Means in his book, Realms Beyond the Gate, coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Stay with us.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Conversation with Dr. Bill Means, his new book, Realms Beyond the Gate, Seven Principles That Govern God's Kingdom. Dr. Bill, you say there's a reason for the gate. Explain that to us.
Yes, the gate is the straight gate that Jesus referred to, said you must strive to enter the straight gate. And what I find with many Christians is they get through that straight gate. They make it. They're born again. They have that born again experience, and they make it into the kingdom of God, but they stop there. They don't go on into the kingdom to find out how to live in that kingdom, how to be prosperous and healthy and to live the kingdom life. And these principles will open that up to you. And that's why you need to understand these seven principles that govern God's kingdom.
So, and the seven principles, we start out with covenant, and then you started to explain number two. And so in the short amount of time that we have remaining, let's do the best we can. And I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have Dr. Bill Means back because we really need to do a deeper dive on this. And meanwhile, you can get your hands on his book, Realms Beyond the Gate. It'll be linked on our website. It's available at all the usual places. This will be a powerful blessing for you. Because I believe that is the condition of the church today. I mean, we've got people that are, you know, that have, it's like they're walking around with this gift that's unopened, Bill, you know? And it's like, do you want to open up the gift here, you know? I mean, for all that Jesus gave us in going to the cross and all that he suffered for us, I mean, it's like, why should we live a less than life when God has given us more than, right?
That's right. And it's available to you, but you can't tap into it if you don't know it's there.
Right, exactly. So Satan is happy that we stay in the dark, by the way, because he cannot handle a powerful, you know, spiritual force that is fully operational, including, you know, the church that Jesus established. He himself said directly, the gates of hell could not prevail against.
Yes, yes. So the other principles is Hasid, which is God's exceptional love, but it's more than that. But we don't have time to get into it. And then salvation, it's a different twist on salvation that you will learn. You'll learn the benefits of salvation that most people have no idea about. And then after that is imputed righteousness. And then baptism in the Holy Spirit, sowing and reaping, which is about sowing and reaping from the Word of God. And then the last one is the patience of Jesus Christ. That's a revelation that I never had before until the Lord showed it to me. And it's an awesome revelation that the body of Christ needs.
Let's talk about this, the patience of Jesus Christ, being since this is your most recent download. This sounds powerful. Break that down for us. We got 4 minutes left.
Okay. I'll try to do it in 4 minutes. You know, the word patience in the first place.
Wouldn't you love to have a guy like me during your Sunday services and doing a countdown, a verbal hey, somebody get this next. Let's remove him. So
yeah,
free will.
Okay. But, you know, the word patience, this patience of Jesus Christ is in Revelations 1:9. And he's talking about the patience of Jesus Christ. And the word patience is a very poor translation. You know, like when James, he says, let patience have her perfect work. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. And in the Hebrews, it says, you know, you run your race with patience, but you don't. You run your race with passion. And even Jesus said, you retain your soul with patience. Well, when you get the right definition of the word hupopone, that's the Greek word that King James translated as patience, then it all makes sense to you, and it's something you can work with. And the definition, as the Holy Spirit gave it, was having the audacity to take God at his word and the tenacity to stand in it until it manifests.
Wow.
So
yes.
When you apply that to those other scriptures, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that is the challenge in today's culture, because what we hear, that repeated refrain coming from, you know, different types and, you know, different antithetical entities. And I would say the spirits of darkness as well, you know, questioning whether or not God really did say. Right.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
And so you're going to sit there. You're going to sit there, and having done all to stand, you keep standing. And as you say, having that audacity to take God at his word. He said it, I believe it, that's it.
Yeah, it's aggressive. It's not passive. The word
right,
patience
exactly.
Seems to me to imply something passive. Mm. But it's not. You, it's very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to be, doesn't it? Because the antithetical forces are aggressive. So you have to meet it with the same amount of resistance. Otherwise, you're going to be overrun.
Exactly. And then, say you take all of these principles and you put them all together and you meditate them and you learn them and you begin to walk in them, then you have what it takes to stand and to continue to stand in patience, in that patience of Jesus Christ. And you can do it once you learn how, and that's going to take some effort on your part.
Well, like all things that come from God, I always tell people, you know, it's a process. You got to crawl before you walk, before you run. It's even, you know, part of my daily prayer, Bill, is that, you know, I pray the full armor of God. And one of the additional parts of that prayer is that God would help me become more proficient in the use thereof, of these elements that God has given us in the full armor, from the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, the, the shield of faith that puts out the fiery darts, because these fiery darts are coming at us like missiles. The helmet of salvation in the renewing of our mind of Christ, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the one of all the things that God has given us in this armor. In the full armor of God, the one aggressive element and the offensive element is the word itself. And that is my prayer for all of us, that God would raise our proficiency in the utilization of this powerful weapon against these forces of darkness, right?
That's right. But, you know, that is all built through relationship.
Yes.
You first build that relationship with the Lord, and everything will come out of that.
Well, Dr. Bill Means, I cannot thank you enough, and I'm going to thank you again, because you're going to come back on, and we're going to go and do a deeper dive on your brand new book, Realms Beyond the Gate, Seven Principles That Govern God's Kingdom. Dr. Bill Means has been with us. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
America, it is time for the Independent Health News Network, and we're going to talk menopause and breaking down the stigma around menopause. And with us is the queen herself, Barb Dean, she tells me. She's Nurse Barb, nationally recognized health expert and women's health nurse practitioner. And very quickly, before we bring Barb on, menopause is something every woman will experience in her lifetime, and an estimated 6,000 women reach menopause in the U.S. each day. That was amazing to me to consider that number. However, despite its prevalence, menopause and its symptoms are not often discussed due to the stigma around this natural part of a woman's life. Nurse Barb, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, Bill, thank you so much. And you're right. There's so much stigma and so much misinformation about menopause.
Exactly what is menopause, and at what age do most women go through the life change?
Well, in the simplest terms, menopause literally means the end of monthly cycles. And once your body has gone a full 12 months without a period, well, you've reached menopause and you can no longer get pregnant. But in a broader sense, though, we use the word menopause to describe all of the changes a woman goes through as her ovaries produce less and less estrogen. And the average age is 51, but many women notice symptoms in their 40s and some even in their late 30s.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah, you say that it's the end of a period. My mother said it was an exclamation point because it's over.
A lot of women think it's over, but it's not. It's not just a moment, because postmenopause can go on for years and years. I have patients who are well into their 70s who are still having very disruptive and disturbing symptoms.
Mm. So what should today's women know when facing menopause, and what's different now versus maybe what our mothers may have experienced?
Well, menopause hasn't changed. Right. So what your mother experienced is what a lot of women are experiencing. But our lives have changed. For example, more women are in the workplace now, and we've seen that about two-thirds of women say that menopause symptoms have major impact on their life. I mean, imagine trying to concentrate when you're sweating through your blouse. And people today have different lifestyles. We are so much more active, and we're active longer, which is why it's so important to get those bothersome symptoms under control. But you know what? A lot of women are much more aware of their health and what they put into their body. And what I want everyone to know is this. You have more options now than ever before, including hormone-free options, which many women prefer.
Well, that's excellent. What are the most frequently asked questions you hear from women going through menopause, Nurse Barb?
Women want to know a few things. They want to know, what are my options? How long is this going to last? Because I am way over it already. And they want to know, what can my provider do to help me? But let's take them one at a time, all right? One-third of women say they don't know enough about non-prescription options that are available. And yet there's a lot of products out there with naturally derived plant-based ingredients that actually mimic estrogen and alleviate symptoms. When it comes to how long do symptoms last, well, sometimes it lasts for years. So do talk to your healthcare provider about how to manage these over the long term. Women deserve to feel better and not to suffer. And finally, what can your provider do for you? Well, unfortunately, Bill, there's a major communication gap between women and their providers. And half of women say they're not talking enough about menopause or the options for relief. But here is what I'm telling women. Get the conversation started. Do make a list of your symptoms. Even if you're not sure that it's menopause, you can even make a separate appointment to talk about your concerns and your questions.
Well, Barb Dean is a practicing women's health nurse practitioner, award-winning author, and a nationally recognized health expert. Barb, got to wrap things up. Where can they go for more information?
For more information, women can go to equel.com, or they can go to the North American Menopause Society at menopause.org. Bill, thank you so much for talking about this important issue.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.